René Schwenk says he loves golf because the quest for perfection is fascinating, but never fully successful. The young German has been through a lot health-wise, but is on his comeback trail in golf and now starting to reach his exciting potential. And that he meets life's challenges with a steady gaze, thoughtful insights, and a smile makes René a man worth saying hello to. So let's do that now in our latest Edgar podcast. René Schwenk, a native of Forzheim in southwest Germany, embodies the spirit of perseverance and dedication that defines a true athlete. Reflecting on his passion for golf, René thinks a little before offering this insight.
Why do you love golf? Because it's a sport which you never are gonna reach perfect, so you always have to like work on yourself. Sometimes it's like really challenging, but brings you a lot of joy working on yourself and like reaching small goals. That's what I love.
René's journey with golf began unexpectedly as he moved from the soccer field to the fairways and greens, thanks to his father's introduction to the game.
First time I played golf, my dad brought me to the golf course. He started in the US and I always played soccer. So it was, wasn't like a thing for me to play golf. But when he first introduced me to golf, it was a whole new sport for me. But I loved it from the first second, so it's something different. But you don't have like team colleagues which influence how you do. It's like only you, and that's something like really different.
His talent quickly became evident, ranking him among the top 20 in Germany and the top 50 in Europe during his youth. However, René's aspirations for a professional golf career faced a significant challenge when he discovered a tumorous growth on his shin bone.
And we found out that it's a kind of tumorous thing. And it went further and we had to take it out. It was a dangerous kind of tumor. And then the whole cancerous thing started.
Despite the initial surgery allowing him to continue playing golf for several years, a subsequent tumor near his knee required a more drastic procedure.
So they had to put out my whole knee and get rid of the most part of my shin bone. And that's where my problem started with walking, and also two infections during my time in the hospital made the whole healing process worse. And that's why I have a stiff knee, can't really bend it.
At this time, René's determination never wavered, even after receiving the tough news.
When I heard the message, it was pretty tough at the exact moment. But I always was pretty direct to myself, so I said, I cannot change it. It's not something about me. I didn't choose it. It's given somehow, so I can't change it. And that was always my mindset. I had to go on, and that made me pretty, tough. It wasn't that easy, of course, because it was different, because I had to learn to adjust in some kind of way. My body felt the same way as before. So I tried to play the same way, but I learned that my body wouldn't move the same way and my mind wouldn't let me put pressure on my left leg the same way.
Despite the physical and mental challenges, this resilience helped him adjust to playing golf with a prosthetic knee and shin bone. Playing out of Rheintal Offersheim Golf Club, the 25-year-old's return to tournament golf has been impressive, including in 2023, third place in the EGA's European Championship for Golfers with Disability, and rising to a high, so far, of 13 in the world ranking for golfers with disability.
It's so important to have goals, you know, and to set yourself goals and to work towards them. Yeah, that's what I missed at some point in my life, and that's what this kind of disabled golf gave me back.
René's hard work and levels of practice have brought him back to a 0.4 handicap, and he is focused on competing at the highest levels.
From the golf side, I want to get in the top 10, be a safe player there, and trying to compete in the most tournaments on the G4D Tour.
In May 2024, René qualified to play in the G4D Open on the highly challenging Duchess course at Woburn, England, a tournament run by the RNA in partnership with the DP World Tour, supported by Edgar. René wrote to us after this experience, "While I wasn't really happy with my scoring, it was a great test at a great venue with amazing conditions. I learned a lot about my game under pressure. I haven't played a lot of courses similar to Woburn, so it was challenging. I'm already looking forward to next year. Seeing his former junior competitors now playing in the professional tour events inspires René further.
It would mean a lot, because I always wanted to be there. And a lot of like guys I know from my junior days, they could like go on and try and compete on the tour, and they are now there, like really there and competing on European tour. And it's nice to see. I always follow them. But like being on the same kind of stage and also enjoying the moment there would be a big achievement.
He now wants to catch up with some of these golfing friends, and René is supported on his competitive journey by parents Jürgen and Geli and Kim, Leonard, Christian, Moni and Julius. René is by profession a watchmaker. Accuracy and consistency are attributes he lives by in life and golf. When you meet René, his seeming quiet confidence but respectful attitude, usually accompanied by a smile and a glint in the eye, all suggests he doesn't fear the challenges out there on any golf course. As an emerging player who was moving up the world ranking, the young German was one of 12 golfers selected for Edgar's inaugural annual player development camp held at Quinta do Lago, Portugal in January 2024. Here, this enthusiastic group of players received plenty of expert advice, including coaching, nutrition, course management, media and marketing guidance, and more. Having been an avid listener throughout this demanding week, René was praised by one leading coach for absorbing everything he needed from each session before looking to put it into action for himself. Following his health issues and the need to rebuild his game again from scratch, René Schwenk will modestly call his golf a work in progress, but you feel that the glint in his eye is sparked by a priceless belief in himself. Meanwhile, his story reminds us powerfully that challenges can be overcome with determination and passion. René's journey encourages others with disabilities to embrace golf, showcasing that the sport can offer a path to personal growth and immense joy and fulfilment. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.